Welcome to Global Outreach Community Church, where we proclaim and demonstrate the love of God through Christ. Now, from the Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas, here is today's message.
Well, we are going into part two of what, if you were here back on, I think it was July 14th, I taught on a lesson that was titled, Lessons from a Woman Who Understood Her Divine Assignment. And we're going into part two of that. So before I say that, I just want to say I'm honored to be delivering the word on today. I don't take it lightly. I love my church family, all the visitors out here. We're glad you're here. We welcome you. It's an honor to be alive, y'all. I think part of what I'm teaching on today is your assignment is sometimes just to be an encourager. Your assignment, you have to speak positive. There's so much negativity out there. And a lot of people are in need of just a kind word. So we're going to get right into this. The key scripture on today is coming out of Matthew 1 and 18, verses 18 through 25, and Luke 1, 34 through 38. We're not going to read all of those, I promise. All right. And what I'm going to do, Brandon, I'm going to manipulate this from here, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the first 5 points real quick. We're just going to read through them. So if you weren't here on the first time or you need a refresher and you were here, we can go through that, and then we'll jump to point 6, 7, and 8, all right? So here we go, Matthew 1 and 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the big point in Mary accepting her assignment is that we as people of God must realize that focusing on our divine assignment is never solely for our own benefit. So I'm letting you know now, whether you are 5 years old or 105 years old, whatever it is that God is calling you to do, and I want to be very clear when I say this, I'm not talking about divine assignment is not necessarily meaning that you have to be a pastor or sing on the praise team. It doesn't necessarily mean something spiritual. But it has a spiritual connotation. It has spiritual context. What it means is that what are you doing to help advance the kingdom of God with whatever God has asked you to do? Whether that's be on the football team, whether that's being a great worker, whether that means being a great father, a great son, whatever that assignment is, God wants you to dominate it. He doesn't want you to just play with it. He wants you to dominate your assignment. Because when you do, you advance the kingdom of God. You advance purpose. All right, so we're going to get into this real quick. So we got Matthew 1 and 23. We're not going to read this, but Luke 1, 34 through 38. And here's the great thing. Social media, if you want to look at the notes from the first sermon that was done, you can go there. They're online. You go to Global Outreach, GC, CC.org. All right? So we're gonna go through this scripture, but here's number one. Your divine assignment may interrupt and interfere with previous commitments and relationships. Uh-oh, that means you're going to have to give up some people. You're going to have to give up some relationships, some friends. You might have to move to another job. But it's going to interrupt what you thought was good in your life and you had it together. You might have to forego that. And when you look at Mary, Mary was good. She was engaged. All of a sudden, one day Mary is walking around and this angel appears to her and says, look, you're about to have the Son of God. And I know if I was Mary, how is that supposed to happen? You know, I'm not married to Joseph. You mean me and Joseph about to have Emmanuel? You mean me and Joseph about to have it? No. This is going to be the Son of Man. This is going to be an immaculate conception. So Mary and Joseph had some issues. So my point in the matter is that your life will sometimes be tracking along just fine. You're climbing the corporate ladder, kids are doing great, they're not acting up, marriage is well, or you're in a relationship with that nice young man or that nice young woman, and then all of a sudden God will tell you, you know what, we're going to take a detour. Uh-oh. There's part of it. The greatest test of obedience, and I really like this one, to a divine assignment is God giving it to you right in the midst of success. That's huge, okay? Number two, you are chosen by God for your assignment, even though you don't believe he can accomplish it through you. I need y'all to start thinking big. Start upgrading your language. Start upgrading your mindset. You were here on this earth to impact someone or something. Okay. Number three, your assignment is generational. I don't care if you think you're too little, too old. What you are here to do is going to impact generations. It isn't about the Billy Grahams of the world. It isn't about the Marcus Holmes of the world. It isn't about the Pastor Andersons of the world either. It's not about people that are up here preaching on a platform. It's about you impacting one person. And whether it's one person or a million, you've impacted the kingdom of God like God has asked you to do. Right? Your assignment will always require God's involvement. So, letting you know, if you think you have it all together and you are the man, you're the woman, you got the looks, all right, we see it all the time. People that are in the spotlight, they think they have it together and then they have a fall. I'm just telling you, you can't accomplish your assignment without God involved. Amen? All right. Number five, you will need the right people in your life in order to accomplish the assignment. The right people, not the wrong people, but the right people. The right people. The right people. Mary had to hook up with Joseph because any other man might have killed Mary as soon as she started showing. Because back in the day, you get pregnant outside of wedlock, you were stoned. And Joseph, by law, could have been the one leading the charge for her getting stoned. So she had to connect with Joseph. So Joseph's divine assignment was, you know what? I got to accept this. And he also had to protect his fiance. It wasn't like she could stay in the house for 9 months. Joseph had to be a man. Man up, not be mad at God. Look at this woman who's pregnant, quote unquote, by God, virgin birth, right? So you have to understand something. You will need the right people in your life in order to complete your assignment. We're going to touch on this later because it was not only about Joseph. It was about the people that Mary allowed herself to interact with. And also the people that Mary didn't allow herself to interact with. So, fellas, I see these young fellas, you know, I would assume y'all play football, basketball. What do y'all play? Track. I love it. All right. So my point is that you got these young men. I'm wondering what their assignment is in their life right now. But whatever it is, fellas, you're playing football. My man, football, right? Baseball. God dog it. I almost had it right. We're always talking about Astros, me and his dad. Whatever that assignment is, right, track, football, baseball, you have got to understand your assignment might be to impact that young man who likes smoking weed before the games, before the meets, or that one who likes, and I had friends that did this, and see, I wasn't strong enough. I was a fool when I was back in high school, guys. My friends would be drinking, peppermint schnapps. Peppermint schnapps, be drinking it right before the game, and I would be riding with them to the game while they have it in between the seats. I might not be here. Now, I wasn't drinking. I was always the good one. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't smoking, but I'd be getting that contact because they'd be in the car, right? I'd be getting that contact. They'd be smoking and drinking. I wasn't drinking or smoking, but what if my divine assignment was to tell them, guys, there's a better way. I was being marginal. I was being average. I grew up in the church. I knew better. So my point is, just like what happened to those two young ladies and that young man who's still here, but having to deal with what he did in driving drunk, now two lives are not on this earth. What if you miss your generational assignment? What's the cost of missing your assignment? So we got to touch on this, right? So those are 1 through 5. Let's get to 6. Moving to the right environment in order to complete your assignment. Sometimes you got to move. What does that mean? So Mary's unbelief at the angel in Matthew 1:28, when he said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Right? Oh, and I'm sorry. My computer, I love touch screens. It moved on me. My apologies. Hold on 1 second. 6, moving to the right environment in order to complete your assignment. Here's what I want to touch on real quick. If I hadn't have moved from North Carolina to Albuquerque, I would have died. I was in too familiar an environment. I was wayward. I was doing a lot of things that were ungodly, but grew up in church. And I will not tell you, because it takes too long to tell you about the nefarious things that I was involved in. I wanted to be a bootleg drug dealer. I thought I was halfway Don Juan, bootleg at that. While I'm in church, while I'm singing on the praise team, y'all, I'm just telling you, you've got to move. So after I had gotten 2 full ride scholarships from my high school, I had good grades. I had 2 full ride scholarships. I flunked out. Was put on academic probation the first year. Thank God they allowed me to be on academic probation through the second year. And I flunked out again. Biomedical engineering, school fully paid for, had leftover money where I could stay in the dorms even though I lived in the city, the same city. I knew that if I had stayed in Albuquerque, I would die. So I moved to North Carolina, got my electrical engineering degree. But if I had never moved into North Carolina, I never would have met my wife. I never would have met my daughter. Major wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have moved to Atascocita. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be touching on blended families, right? So I want you to understand, your assignment will cause you to change environments when you fully accept your assignment. And you know when you miss it. All right, so the Bible says that when Mary left her house, she went to Elizabeth, and when they saw each other, their babies, their assignments, they leaped in their belly. So when you get around the right people, when they see your assignment, their assignment will leap as well. All right, so this is what happens. It'll feel right because you don't have to sell people that connect with your assignment. You don't have to sell them on the idea of your assignment. They just connect with you. So there's friends you don't need to be around. There's some relationships that must end. There's some places that you cannot go when you've truly accepted your assignment. All right, so you, in 7, I believe this is 7, you must believe that it is possible for you to accomplish your assignment. Well, Marcus, what do you mean by that? A lot of people need to upgrade their language when it comes to belief. A lot of us have limiting beliefs when it comes to what God can make happen in our life to affect people. Luke 1:38 says, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be done according to," not my word, but your word, God. So, note to self. Speak the language of God when it comes to your life. Not the language of the law, not the language of the land, not what's on TV, not what you're going through, but God. Why? Look at Mary. She's the blueprint, y'all. Remember, this is an exercise in how to find and execute on your assignment. Mary's the blueprint. So Mary says, "I'm the Lord's servant." How many of us are the Lord's servant? I know we might miss it sometimes, but we're the Lord's servant. Okay, right? Mary answered, "May it be done according to your word." May it be done according to your word. Not my word, God, not my proclivities, not what I can't measure up to, God, because I never will be able to be all that I can be without you. But Lord, if I allow somebody to speak into my life that shouldn't, I may miss my assignment. So that's what you got to realize, all right? So we have to upgrade our language to the language of God. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So how many of y'all realize that consequences are good or bad? But in life, we sometimes think that consequences are always bad. That's why I wanted to, the whole scripture, that whole piece of text, death and life are in the power of the tongue. How many of us are killing our assignments, killing our relationships, killing our careers, killing our marriages, killing our health because our language is so negative? You can't complete an assignment. I want y'all to take note of this. You can't complete an assignment unless you compete in the assignment and then move to dominating the assignment. I want you to understand that. A missed assignment, blown coverage. Those of you who play football understand what I mean. I didn't play it, but I understand what a missed assignment can do. It can cause the defense to push you back, to intercept, to tackle the quarterback. Or if a blown assignment on defense can actually allow the offense to score a touchdown. So here's my point. A missed assignment causes you to miss quite a few things. But in order to complete it, you got to compete in it. So how many of us aren't engaged in our assignment? I want you to ask yourself that. How many of us aren't even engaged in our assignment? And we know what it is. Some of us know what our assignment is, and we're just running from it. Unless you compete in the assignment, you can't even dominate the assignment. And here's the thing. God wants us to dominate our assignments. You can always tell when somebody is not dominating their assignment because they worried about everybody else's assignment. And I'll give you some examples. And this is something my wife told me, right? This is for the ladies. Nice lady walks in. She's dressed real nice, real fit. And the first thing that some women can say is, in their mind, you know those little bubbles that pop up, you know, like in the cartoons? Look at her. Who does she think she is? Missed assignment. You missing your assignment. Why are you worried? Why are you worried about that? Right? Missed assignment. For the fellas, I do it. Look at Pastor Anderson. Who is he? In shape. I need to lose another 50 and he in shape. Fellas do it too. Missed assignment. And I'm gonna get in to give you a little bit of comedy though. Pastor Anderson one day, he said, Marcus, I need you to do me a favor. I said, What is it? What's going on, Pastor? What you need? Pastor Anderson goes on social media and starts pulling down pictures of when I was skinty. Notice I said skinty with the T. And said, Marcus, you can't complete your assignment. You can't dominate your assignment if you're not in good health. So we're going to touch on this, but sometimes your coach is also your encourager, but a good coach will tell you the truth even when you don't want to hear it, right? So my job. I'm just trying to teach you how to change your mindset, right? Got a few more minutes, one more point. This is it. Watch. My job is horrible, but I know I'm supposed to be here. What if Mary complained the whole time she was pregnant? The whole time she was pregnant with her assignment, the whole time she's in the delivery of her assignment, she complained. Studies have shown that a mother's mindset also affects the fetus, right? So my point is, the more you complain, the more you can make that assignment not all it could be. You can't be the great coach that you need to be, the great teacher, the great mom. These people on my job are so mean. Well, can you show them what nice looks like? My husband is giving me the blues. Well, what are you doing to help him sing a new tune? I can't stand this heat in Houston. Well, would you rather move to Iceland? So change that too, right? I love this heat. I might need a little AC, but I'll take this heat over some frigid cold. That's how you change your mindset, y'all. And it's in the little things. It's in the little things that we need to upgrade our language. It's in the little things that we need to change our mindset. And if you remember and recall Mary, just think if she had started doubting what God had done. Wow, what if Joseph had started doubting his assignment, which was to protect Mary, which was to be the first father of a blended family, of the royal family, right? Wasn't the first, you could say, quote unquote, stepfather, but his mission was amazing. It was monstrous. So here's what we got to remember. All right, this is point number 8, and it's my last one. Act immediately once the assignment is given, not just at the beginning, but throughout the process. How many of you know that not making a decision is still a decision? Okay. So let's go back to Luke 1:38 through 40. It says, I'm the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. I want you to understand something. So when you're given an assignment by God and you accept it, he might drop off the scene. He's still there, but he might drop off the scene to see what you're going to do about the assignment that he gave you. There's going to be a test in there. It might not show it. It doesn't read in the scripture, but I'm sure Mary and Joseph were tested. I'm sure Joseph's boys were like, dude, man, I got my stones ready, man. I got some big boulders, man. Hey, come on. I know she was asleep. Matter of fact, I saw her winking over at, you know, Shadrach over there. I saw her winking down. You know how your friends are? They for you, but they really are against your assignment, right? So the angel left her. Then it says Mary. Then the next scripture talks about Mary visiting Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. I want you to take point in that. Notice what I said. Act immediately once the assignment is given. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. So I want you to understand the chronology of events. Mary is called on by God, number one. Number two, Mary accepts her assignment. Number three, Mary acts immediately in pursuing the next step in her assignment. What do you mean? She connects with her coach and her encourager. Sometimes they are one and the same, sometimes they're not. So my point is that she had to connect with Elizabeth because Elizabeth could coach her through that. But Elizabeth was also her encourager at the same time because she was also having a baby. So they could encourage each other. So my point is that when you have an assignment, you need to be around other people that have assignments. Stop getting with people that murmur and complain all the time. You need to release some people into their destiny. Let me give you an example. I had a lady on my job when I used to be a manager. I won't mention the company. And every day I would have to boost her up and encourage her because she'd come in. Oh, I'm just so tired. This driving to work is so long. Ooh, it sure is a lot of work you giving me. And y'all, I want to tell you, I think I'm a great leader. I'm fair. I've always pushed towards my people having the highest salaries because I really like high functioning individuals. But I finally had to release her into her destiny. What do you mean by that? I told her, look, I'm going to help you. I had to help her, and I released her into her destiny. That's what you got to do for friends. You got to sometimes do for family. You got to sometimes do for the job, or you might need to change school. Look, I went from University of New Mexico all the way to North Carolina A&T to find Aggie Pride. And I'm telling you, I had to release her into her destiny. I gave her 6 months because sometimes it's hard. But I said, if you can give me 70% of the work, you can do the other 30% looking for a job. And I said, I'll also endorse you. She was a good worker, but she was going through a period in her life where she had children. And she liked being home early versus being an hour and a half in traffic. So do you sometimes realize that when you're given an assignment and you're in charge of groups of people, that how you manage them matters when you show compassion? Now, mind you, I had to talk to her about the complaining, but I said, why don't we help you find something else? And so I was still able to get the job done, but she was also able to reach another plateau in her life by finding a job closer where she felt she could be a better mother. And everybody won. But my point is that, look, how many of us are procrastinating with the assignment God has given us? Ooh. How many of us know we should be practicing harder on that track field, taking a few more reps on that baseball field, staying a little later, taking your wife out a little bit more often? Y'all, I'm telling you what I'm preaching this thing to myself, y'all. Sometimes you need to leave certain people, leave certain environments in order to fulfill God's assignment. Some of us, and this is key. I want you to remember this one. This is a key point. Some of us reject new things in our life because we are locked into the familiar. We're locked into tradition. We're locked into what mom and dad did. We're locked into what our church did. And guess what? God can't even introduce you to your Joseph. He can't even introduce you to your assignment because you keep rejecting him because you're still worried about, you know, what was in the past, what you grew up in, how it happened. You know what? God needs you to step up, stop procrastinating, and realize that your assignment is generational, no matter how young you are. So, fellas, young ones, I shouldn't say young men. All right, any young women in here too? My wife's a young woman, so see, that's how I get brownie points. She's a young woman as well. I want you to know that no matter what your age, where you are in life, you have an assignment. And until you accept that assignment, there will be this aching emptiness until you start walking in it. So I'm just telling you, I hope y'all have, any of you not walking in your purpose, I hope you continue to have stomach aches, all right, in the spirit, right, until you start walking in your destiny. Because you know what? When you're walking in your assignment, guess what? This church is walking in its assignment holistically. And your family is walking in its assignment holistically. Husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, guys, the assignment is here. It's waiting for you to accept it. So let's go. All right? Amen? So that's it. I'm done. That's it. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Join us each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at The Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas. Visit us online at www.globaloutreachcc.org. Remember, your life matters because it matters to Christ.